FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow Pollack, who was shot by the shooter in the Parkland shooting travesty that took place earlier. And I'm just, every time I get to talk to you, Andrew, my heart goes out to you. I'm a mother, and you're putting yourself out there. You're having these important discussions in public. And first and foremost, I want to say that we're with you and we support you, Andrew.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Annie. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. So before I talk about Broward County as a place for people to go vote, sometimes maybe even frequently, I wanted to ask you about this story. It's on Fox News right now, and the headline is "The Parkland School Shooter Registered to Vote While in Jail." And it's the story kind of centers around you. What were you thinking when you found out that Nicholas Cruz had the opportunity to register to vote while he was sitting in jail?
Well, it got me really good, Annie. Like, almost to the same day when I saw that, I thought of the day that my daughter was murdered. That's how much it affected me when I looked online for myself, because I couldn't believe it that someone was telling me. I just couldn't believe it till I went and looked online, and they registered him in July. And my daughter was murdered, and he was incarcerated in February.
Yeah. I mean,
so just, you know, for your audience, I just want them to understand that this is not typical protocol to allow a supervisor of election employees into the prison, into the jail, to register criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A sheriff that is ethical would not ever do that, whether he was Republican or Democrat. It hasn't been done in Broward. The deputies that respect me here in Broward, they reached out, and they just were so dumbfounded and upset about it that this thing actually, they went into solitary, he's in solitary confinement 23 hours a day, and they actually, these unethical liberal Democrats will stoop to no low to get to sway an election.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, what's going on in Broward. It's probably was one of the most unethical things I ever heard of somebody doing, to go into to a mass murderer, not even sitting there saying he was not guilty and waiting for a trial. This thing actually already confessed.
Yeah.
So anyone going in there, they know he's a mass murderer. So to stoop to that level, there's nothing that these unethical Democrats won't do down here in Broward to sway an election.
Yeah. You know, you talked about the sheriff being unethical. We're speaking with Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow Pollack, who lost her life in the Parkland shooting tragedy. You can follow him on Twitter, at Andrew Pollack FL. What do you think about all of this? Broward County is back in the news again right now. Some of even the same names that we've heard before with just the city officials. Tell us more about Broward County and as a resident there, how this all strikes you.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't into politics before my daughter got murdered. So, you know, I'm conservative. I have conservative values. I stand for, you know, smaller government. You know, and more, and I'm a capital. I believe in capitalism,
mm-hmm.
but I never was into politics. I could really, it didn't affect me until February 14th came along, and now my life's never going to be the same. So when I started looking into it, it's easy for the rest of the country. I'd like them to see what goes on in Broward, so they know how important it is to vote. So what happens is my daughter gets murdered, and you know. All the media, they start looking at, you know, especially the left, these liberals, they're so fast to blame the guns, right?
Yeah.
They're so fast to get on that gun bandwagon. But what happens is I start looking into what happened. And what happened was you got a guy named Robert Runcie, who was the superintendent of schools in Broward County. He comes from an area close to you, Chicago. He
yeah.
worked for Arne Duncan, who was the Secretary of Education. And what he did was he brought a Democratic policy to Broward County, a diversionary program that didn't believe in arresting kids and holding them accountable for committing multiple crimes per school year. He came to Broward and said, you know what, we're going to end this school-to-prison pipeline, and we're going to divert them into some program, and these kids are going to be better off. So he brought Robert Runcie, who I didn't know before what happened, but when I looked into this program that he brought to Broward, it really hurt me because this kid that killed my daughter, he should have been arrested multiple times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Multiple times, threatening to murder people, threatening to shoot the school. He trespassed at the school. After he threatened to shoot the school up, he punched his mother's teeth out. He carved swastikas into the school. He called people the N-word with no accountability, right? So his number one failure in all of Broward County is with a superintendent who is a Democrat, unethical Democrat, right? Then you get an unethical sheriff who also is a Democrat, okay, elected by Democrats, who signed on to this diversionary program to actually fall. The numbers look better for him because they stop arresting kids.
Yeah.
So that means the crime rate comes down, and that's what he, you know, he's come, oh, since I'm the sheriff, I reduce crime by 30%. So here's another Democrat, you know. And then you get a supervisor of elections, right, who's already been brought up on charges, who happens to be, you know what she happens to be registered in?
What's that?
She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
She's
shocking.
A registered Democrat, yeah. Right? So, and she's unethical, okay? I can't categorize all Democrats, right?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you from experience what I'm dealing with in Broward. So I never dealt, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyone wants to, these are all facts that I'm saying. So I don't want to categorize any other listeners that I despise the Democrats that are down in Broward, these leaders. I'm not saying all Democrats are like that, but so you got an SOE. She's a Democrat. She's done unethical things in the past, never held accountable. These people in Broward, there's no accountability for them. So you got an SOE. She's a Democrat. You got the Broward Teachers Union, who educates the kids down here. You know what they're all full of?
About the same.
Take a guess, Ann.
Yeah. You know, like, that's the thing that I've noticed a lot watching the coverage of this is a lot of people saying this is par for the course in Broward County. Like, now the whole country is looking at your county and Palm Beach and going, what the heck is going on there?
Yeah, but
the folks there are going, yeah, we know.
Yeah, it's business as usual. And this is what happens when you get unethical liberals running a county. And this is why it's important that, you know, it's so important to get out and vote, you know, and there's no transparency. They stopped the media from filming. Okay. I was there for 3 days. On Friday, they still had, I personally seen it with my own eyes, so it's not hearsay. On Friday, they still had trucks backing into the loading dock at the supervisor of elections office.
And what was on the trucks?
I couldn't see what was in the trucks, but they were backing up to the loading docks. So I can't say personally what was in it, but there were trucks in and out on Friday still. So we had a good, we had a lot of people there that had enough of what's going on in Broward, and they wanted to stop what was going on, this unethical business of bringing trucks in 3 days later after the election.
Do you trust that at the end of this, that they're going to get it right?
I don't. They're so unethical and incompetent. I don't think they could do anything right. You know, like I said, Snipes wouldn't be capable of keeping score for bowling. You know what I mean? And she's got to do hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Yeah.
So she's unethical. Okay, that's and it's a problem when there's no transparency and people lose faith in the system. What do we have as Americans if our votes don't count?
Yeah, you're so right. That is the real threat here, is everybody raises the eyebrows and asks questions now about the legitimacy of our process. And they've even said, you know, we've heard from the Russia collusion story. We've even heard the Russians say they're not necessarily interested in getting one official or one candidate elected over the other. What they're interested in is demeaning our system and our process and our ability as Americans to trust the process. And it seems to me like the folks in Broward County haven't trusted the process even before 2018.
No, you can't trust it because of past history. you know. And then you got in Palm Beach, you got the SOE saying that, you know, the president, the governor-elect, they're saying that we don't like the demographics in Palm Beach County, you know. Right away, she's pulling the race card, which I take offense to it when someone does that.
Yeah.
So I don't have any faith in the system down here in Broward. And it's partly Tallahassee's fault for not removing Brenda Snipes when she had previous problems, you know, and was found guilty of fraud. She destroyed ballots. It's all public record.
Well, Andrew Pollack, we will remember your daughter's name, Meadow. We will always mention her. Her name needs to be mentioned, and people need to remember her. Your family is in our prayers, and we're watching Broward County right now while you're there. And if anything else comes up, we're going to give you a call back and see if we can get you back on.
Sure. You know, one other thing, they found ballots at the airport the other night. it was unbelievable. In a rental car,
yeah.
They found two provisional boxes at an Avis rental car at the airport.
It's almost unbelievable.
Like you said, when you lose faith in the system of electing and voting, it's a big issue.
It is. Andrew, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Anytime. Have a great day.
Yes, you too as well. That's Andrew Pollack on Twitter, at Andrew Pollack FL. So Andrew Pollack, Florida on Twitter, Pollack. Go follow him. Thank him for coming on the show today.